control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you would like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. Coming up here, got a couple of school-related issues. One regarding the Secret Service. The other regarding sex on a school bus. And, of course,
apparently their ride to school is entirely different than mine used to be.
Yeah. Me too.
We'll take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. But, Wayne, you're here tonight. You're certainly a guy who pays attention to the financial scene, the financial news. I think you were very wise in those ways. And are you familiar with Bitcoin?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Bitcoin, of course, they're sponsoring. Well, it's hard to say they are sponsoring. Bitcoin is not sponsoring. Somebody is sponsoring this program on behalf of the concept of Bitcoin.
Yeah, I don't know if the sponsor is even the right term. They're advertising Bitcoin through the program in the hopes that more people will find this.
Aren't all of our advertisers also known as sponsors?
Yeah, I don't know that that's the entirely the purpose. Sponsors come on for different reasons than advertisers do.
Really? That's news to me. I'd never heard that distinction before.
I think advertisers wish to advertise themselves. Sponsors wish to sponsor the show.
I see.
That's the way I tend to think of it. And
like the difference between public television and commercial television? Like they've got sponsors versus advertisers?
Sponsors I usually think of as people who sponsor particular sections of the website. So, you know, this is brought to you by, like, the phone lines by SACL CAI, the archives by, by whomever, and the cams brought to you by memorydealers.com, that kind of thing. As the case may be, Bitcoin's very interesting, and the more people that find out about them, I think the more likely they are to take off. It's clear to me that they are the model by which the new world currency at some point, one of the currencies that will be very popular is going to take off.
Yeah, it's absolutely a winning model. In fact,
it seems like it.
There's a decentralized way.
Right. Well, that's why it's I think going to be a success unless the government somehow figures out a way to shut it down, because it is the decentralization of the Bitcoin. The fact that it is a currency that is based anonymously, it is peer-to-peer, it doesn't have a central bank, there's not one location at which the federal government can show up with a squad of jackbooted thugs and do some physical damage and kidnap certain people and put it all to an end. There's no way they can do that with Bitcoin. So stopping Bitcoin for the feds is going to be much more of a challenge, if they can even begin to rise.
Yeah, I don't think that they can. I think that they're just going to be befuddled by it. Okay, whose door do we kick in?
Right. Who's in charge? There's no.
They don't even know. Right. It's interesting to think of to think in the way that they think, and they think of if we're going to attack a country, where's the capital? If we're going to attack a company, where's the CEO? Mm-hmm. If we're going to go to the house, we're going to arrest the mail. I mean, that is what they do.
Yeah, who's in charge of this group of activists? I mean, we get that all the time up here in New Hampshire because the liberty movement here is very decentralized. There's nobody who's in charge necessarily. But frequently, that's the question we get from the police. If there's some sort of situation, they show up and they ask the question, who's in charge of your group? There is no answer to that question.
It used to be the joke was they'd point at the president, which was a 7-year-old boy.
Yeah, he's probably like 8 or 9 by this point.
Yeah, he's much older.
It's a good joke.
Yeah.
So here's the news.
At this point, at 8 or 9, though, I wouldn't point at the kid anymore. Who knows what they do?
Yeah, right. So here's the news about the Bitcoin from launch.is. It's called Bitcoin P2P currency, as in peer-to-peer, the most dangerous project we've ever seen. A month ago, this is Jason Calacanis who writes this. I heard folks talking online about a virtual currency called Bitcoin that is untraceable and unhackable. Folks were using it to buy and sell drugs online, to support content that they liked, and worst of all, gasp, play poker. Bitcoin is a peer-to-peer currency that could topple governments, destabilize economies, and create uncontrollable global bazaars for contraband. I sent the 30 or so producers of my show, This Week in Startups, out to research the top players, and we did a show on Bitcoin on May 10th. Since that time, the number of Bitcoin stories has surged. After a month of research and discovery, we've learned the following. Number one, Bitcoin is a technologically sound project. Two, Bitcoin is unstoppable without end-user prosecution. Three, Bitcoin is the
what
most...
What is end-user prosecution? I'm sorry.
Meaning going after the users. Instead of, like, with the Liberty Dollar, where they went after the Liberty Dollar's owner, essentially, the guy that created it, and a few of his staff members, they would have to start some kind of a campaign of attacking Bitcoin's users in order to create an intimidation, you know, some sort of an aura of intimidation over this particular market segment with the intention of stopping people from using it, which, of course, it's completely anonymous. So how the hell are they going to accomplish that? They've got their work cut out for them. Number three, Bitcoin is the most dangerous open source project ever created.
Why is it dangerous?
Who?
Dangerous to whom?
To the state.
It's not going
to
right. Isn't my computer's not going to blow up? Is it?
Right.
Number four. Number four. Bitcoin may be the most dangerous technological.
I always
project.
Get confused when the numbers get high too. I mean, like, you know, four or five. I get confused.
Bitcoin may be the most dangerous technological project since the internet itself. Number five. Bitcoin is.
So the internet's dangerous. Is that what they're calling dangerous?
I think they mean to the status quo.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Number five, Bitcoin is a political statement by technotarians, that is, technological libertarians. Number six, Bitcoin will change the world unless governments ban them with harsh penalties. What are Bitcoins? They're virtual coins in the form of a file that's stored on your device. These coins can be sent to and from users in three ways. One, direct with peer-to-peer software downloaded at bitcoin.org. Two, via an escrow service like ClearCoin. Now, of course, escrow, for those that don't know, is where you give money to a trusted third party. So, for instance, if you're buying something from somebody that you don't trust, like through Bitcoin, where everyone's anonymous and you don't really know
how could
who you're dealing
them,
with, right? You go with a third party, you send them the Bitcoins, they send the product to the third party, and the third party then, or there's some there are variations of this, but essentially they act as the go-between, the verification service that everybody's playing as they're supposed to. And so once the third party can verify that the product has been delivered, whether it's delivered to the third party or the other party just simply verifies that they received the product, they then disperse the funds to the seller. Does that make sense? Did I explain that appropriately?
I think so.
Well, kind of like PayPal, right?
Is PayPal an escrow service? To some extent, I think. Yeah, no, PayPal doesn't wait for confirmation, so I don't think PayPal really qualifies. I'm not an expert on escrow.
Generally, escrow in the real world means you give money to a lawyer or somebody who's trusted, PA, which basically means a lawyer. But you would give money to a trusted third party, and then when the whatever was done, then they give the money away. It's just two people that don't necessarily trust each other.
Yeah.
That's how they give money to each other.
Yeah, so PayPal does the service of protecting buyers' identities as far as their payment information. It does that, but it doesn't verify delivery on product prior to disbursing funds. So there are ways to reclaim money. So if the seller, for instance, doesn't sell what he was supposed to sell or something's wrong, and they've already got the money because most sellers won't ship without the money with PayPal, there is a way for a buyer through PayPal to dispute the transaction, to go through a kind of a mediation arbitration service with PayPal. So there's something after the fact. I don't know if you'd really call that an escrow service. So there's more here about Bitcoin. 800-259-9231. So you can do peer-to-peer software direct transactions. You can transact via an escrow service or via a Bitcoin currency exchange, like one of these online websites where you don't even need the software to do this stuff. 1-800-259-9231. But why is it so dangerous? Why are they saying that this is dangerous? They're going to explicate that here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free, bring up anything you would like at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. We've got features on our website, and we give them to you for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free over at freetalklive.com. You can see the Shrine of Female Listeners there with our brand newest Shriner, April. You can go and take a look over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, you can follow the instructions there on the page and get your own picture up there on the Shrine. Go ahead and go to shrine.freetalklive.com to do that. We're talking about Bitcoin, and we talk about Bitcoin on a regular basis because somebody who's a supporter of Bitcoin has very generously decided to buy some sponsorship, buy an advertising package here with Free Talk Live.
Honestly, they're not being generous. What they're doing is they believe that Bitcoin can change the world, and they're hoping to change the world and make it a better place for themselves and the people they love.
Sure, sure. I see where you're coming from, Mark. But generally, why wouldn't you call that generous? I mean, because they're backing something.
I call it
up.
Wise.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I just feel like somebody who's advertising something with which they don't have a direct financial interest is, I think that's a generous move to make.
A better world for their children and grandchildren surely is a good investment.
Yeah. So anyway, weusecoins.org is where you can go to learn more about Bitcoin. But we're going to tell you more about it now because there's a great write-up online about Bitcoin and what it really means. Again, you can go to weusecoins.org to learn more about it. There's a lot to learn about Bitcoin. It's a new idea, and it may take a little bit to really wrap your mind around it. For me,
it did for me.
Yeah, I was not at first when people started offering Bitcoins to me. It was like, all right, whatever, take your little Bitcoins, your digital currency. I was using this cute with the digital peer-to-peer currency. Who's really going to want this crap? Because I went online and I looked and I saw that there was like maybe just a handful, and this was months ago, there were maybe just a handful of places that could take the Bitcoin, and I thought, well, this really isn't worth very much right now.
Things were incipient at that time,
What am I going to do with these things? Oh, I'll take them, but whatever. And then all of a sudden, I caught the vision. And really, it is all about, if you want to get somebody excited by something, they have to catch the vision. They have to see something similar to what you see in it. They have to be able to be presented with the the correct pitch, if you will. And I saw the light, shall we say, with Bitcoin. And maybe you'll find this as interesting as I have here, Mark and Wayne. So what we're sharing with you is launch.is. They've done up a piece called Bitcoin, the Most Dangerous Project We've Ever Seen. And they're kind of giving you a rundown of exactly how it works. So the benefits of So here's an explanation of what bitcoins are from launch.is. Each owner transfers the coin to the next by digitally signing a hash of the previous transaction and the public key of the next owner and adding these to the end of the coin.
I'm already lost.
Yeah, I can't explain what that means to you. A payee can verify this. Just trust me, it works.
I believe it works.
A payee can verify the signatures to verify the chain of ownership. The benefits of a currency like this include that A, your coins can't be frozen like a PayPal account can be. B, your coins can't be tracked. C, your coins can't be taxed. That's a big one. D, transaction costs are extremely low. And sorry, credit card companies. In fact, when you do a transaction on Bitcoin, there's no cost whatsoever. They ask you if you'd like to donate 0.01 Bitcoin to kind of the Bitcoin network to cover costs of whatever costs they're incurring. And when I've done a transaction there, I have included the 0.01. But now 0.01 Bitcoin's worth a heck of a lot more than it used to be. Those things, Bitcoins have, what do you call it when something goes 10 times? I mean, I know about quadrupled and quintupled and sextupled and what is
dectupled?
Dectupled, D-E-C?
It's a 10 bag.
Yeah, religion, their value has gone up quite a bit. So here's more information for you. Bitcoins are created by a complex algorithm. Only 21 million of the Bitcoins can be made by the year 2140. Your desktop Bitcoin software can make Bitcoins, but at this point, the electricity and time it would take to produce a Bitcoin is larger than the actual value of a Bitcoin. Meaning that you really have to grind away at your computer's processor in order to create one of these new Bitcoins. Essentially, the software allows you to, maybe you could use the term, mine a Bitcoin. You can add a Bitcoin into your wallet. You can have more Bitcoins.
Yeah.
And therefore into the Bitcoin network by literally cranking out your computer's processor. And it's essentially just doing math. your computer's just doing math after math after math. And
it's got a busy work. Right. Like it has this busy work that in order to create a Bitcoin so that there's, to some extent, it's kind of labor theory of value. Your computer has to do a certain level of work, and it's a randomized level of work. So it could just do it in a second, or it could take it days
not
to
very
do
likely.
It.
It's not very likely it's going to go that fast.
But I thought it was randomized.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It takes a bit of time. So, again, the electricity costs more money than the actual Bitcoin that you'll end up making. So there's a financial disincentive against making these new Bitcoins. So the actual value, let's see here, to produce a Bitcoin that's larger than the actual value of a Bitcoin, your laptop might take 5 years, for instance, to make one. And they currently trade at $6.70 per Bitcoin. Now, this was written a few days ago. It's over $7. It was over $8 or $9. It's actually come down a little bit in the past couple days. Bitcoin miners use super cheap graphic processing units, not computers, not the actual CPU that's in your computer, but an actual, like, a graphics card computer to create Bitcoins. But as more people come online to make them, the algorithm actually adjusts so that one block can only be made every 10 minutes. Now, who invented the Bitcoin? This is something that's been discussed before. There's no real answer to it. An individual with the name or perhaps pseudonym of Satoshi Nakamoto first wrote about Bitcoins in a paper called Bitcoin, a Peer-to-Peer Electronic Cash System. This person has stepped back from the project and trusted Gavin Anderson to take charge as the project's technical lead. Now, I feel sorry for Gavin on this because that kind of renown is going to make him the target. If something does happen, if the federal government does try to do something about Bitcoin, and as you pointed out, I think, Mark, that the feds move slow. Like, they're still trying to figure out how to tax the internet.
Yeah.
They're not quite too quick when it comes to this whole figuring out technology thing. But they are pretty good at finding the leader and targeting them. Now, Gavin isn't really in charge of Bitcoin. He can't stop Bitcoin. He can't create the Bitcoins. He's not actually...
Is that his real name?
Yeah. We've actually met Gavin. Gavin is a listener of this show.
Wow.
Which is kind of an interesting coincidence.
Well, they called them technotarians. I mean,
that's right.
I mean, what was the base audience, the P1 audience of Free Talk Live since whenever, is libertarians who are interested in technology.
There's certainly a core group of our audience online. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, I kind of feel sorry for Gavin because of that, but at least Gavin's a liberty-minded dude, and he probably knows better than to talk to the cops. Mm-hmm. So it should be interesting if they do decide to come after him.
I think he's actually going to the CIA headquarters to talk to them about Bitcoins. So he's briefing the feds on the subject.
That's interesting. 800-259-9231.
You are. He's not trying. He's trying to be as open as upfront about it as possible.
I see. Hey guys, we're going to take you down.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
800-259-9231. Your power structure, it's going out the window. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite-resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wiki.freetalklive.com. You can go there and you can edit virtually anything you see. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
Everything you ever wanted to know about Bitcoin from launch.is. We're going to give you some more. They're talking about how it is the most dangerous project they think they've ever seen. We'll get some more of those details here in a moment. But first, let's talk to Scott in Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Scott in Florida.
Hi, how you doing?
You're on the air. Doing well. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, good. I just want to talk a little bit about Bitcoin.
Okay.
I think it's a really neat technology. I just have a few questions. Maybe you or your listeners could fill me in on. I mean,
we'll do our best.
It seems Bitcoin. I mean, it's still a fiat currency, right? It has no intrinsic value. It's not. You can't touch it.
Well, this is an interesting question, right? Yes, technically, I think it probably meets the definition of fiat. Again, I'm not a monetary expert.
Well, a fiat currency is something that is distributed by fiat. Like somebody says, okay, let's make some more of that. Or this is money because we say it is. And so I don't know that it actually fits the definition of fiat. However, it does sort of fit the definition that we come up with fiat, which means that nothing backs it.
Kind of like the hour from Ithaca, New York, and some of the local currencies are the same way.
But it does have value because people have assigned it value because it is useful in the marketplace. So it fits a market segment, a demand that people have for an anonymous distributed currency. A
competing currency at that.
Right. And so it fits that that segment. It's not legally enforced like the Federal Reserve note is. And that may be kind of a hallmark of a fiat currency is where there's the force of the violent monopoly that stands behind it. So this has value because the market says it has value.
Sure. Okay. So, but I mean, any company that has a large amount of backing could make their own Bitcoin. Though they could, you know, say Google or somebody comes up with, you know, professional tools, you know, real marketplaces, like auction sites or something like that. Any company could come in and effectively replace Bitcoin. So there would be an exodus from the current Bitcoin to whatever the new thing is. There's nothing intrinsic about Bitcoin in and of itself.
It's correct. I mean, it's a commodity at this point. People want it. Some people could create a commodity that they want more.
Right. There could be a competitor that comes
there's
up.
There's an issue of first to the market. And generally, you know, sort of you're dealing with humans, and Bitcoin is first to the market, and humans tend to like originals and things like that. Now, there's a great deal of examples on the Internet of where this didn't work. MySpace and Friendster are good examples of social networking sites that were first to market and didn't work. But I don't know about anything about Friendster, but I can tell you that MySpace was buggy as crap. It was a messed up site that you had to have a great deal of patience in dealing with. So if Bitcoin is technologically sound, and I am not the person to ask that to.
The geeks certainly seem to think so.
If it is, then that's a good thing. However, I think that there's a value in talking about an online currency, even if it doesn't end up being Bitcoin 100 years from now. Because that's kind of what you're asking for. You're asking us to show me why Bitcoin will be any good in 15 years.
Maybe it won't last the next 6 months. I mean, we have no idea what the market's going to come up with. It could be better, more competitive than the Bitcoin.
It could be a precursor to something else in the future, too. But it's a great idea. Someone's willing to throw an idea out there and explore it and hash it out and see.
Not just throw an idea out, Wayne, but also put, I think they cite the number of dollars worth of Bitcoins out there now. Mm-hmm. Like you're talking about millions upon millions, like $40 million worth of Bitcoins in circulation. But so people are putting money behind this as well.
But any kind of monetary system is only as good as people's faith in it. So if they can keep it in a way where they don't create too many of them, that some mad hacker doesn't get control of the algorithm and allow the creation of too many Bitcoins, it could be a viable system.
Your thoughts?
And then one last question I had is I don't see any way to actually short that currency. So
it
seems like it only has an upward trajectory, like with the dollar or even gold or silver futures, you can short them to bring down the speculation in it.
I don't understand what that.
Yeah, I don't know how to short dollars other than putting your money into things besides Federal Reserve notes like Canadian dollars or gold or silver or something like that.
Well, there's an exchange to do that though. There's different commodity currency exchanges. The Bitcoin is not in one of those exchanges, so it can't be shorted.
Yeah, at some point somebody will likely create that. One thing I'd like to point out is that one of the reasons that Bitcoin's valuable to people is because it's anonymous and peer to peer. Would you trust Google to create an anonymous peer to peer currency?
No.
Right. I mean, would you trust the United States government to put out an anonymous peer-to-peer currency? I mean, it almost has to be put out by an organization that doesn't currently exist. I wouldn't trust PayPal with this.
All right, so I looked up the definition of fiat. Yeah. And I think that I was wrong, and that the definition of fiat has absolutely nothing to do with what I said earlier. The definition is an authoritative decree. Mm-hmm. And there's no one who's in a position of authority over, you know, Bitcoin is not being authoritatively decreed in regards to anything. No one is saying you must use this, and that is what the fiat currency is where the government has these legal tender laws that says you must use this currency. If you're going to do a transaction, if you have some kind of debt to someone, and you're in the so-called United States, you have to accept our currency as payment of that debt. That is the authoritative decree that stands behind the Federal Reserve note. It's also a hallmark, I think, of fiat currency that typically it's not backed by anything. So that's my answer.
That's why you need an authoritative decree to make it work. A currency.
Yeah. So there you go.
Great. All right. Thanks
for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We're sharing a story here from launch.is with a lot of detail about Bitcoin, probably a lot more than I'm learning a few things here just by going through it. So they asked the question, who invented this? And somebody by the name of Satoshi Nakamoto wrote about Bitcoins and has stepped back from the project and trusted Gavin Anderson to take charge of the project's technical lead. Now, Gavin actually lives up here in the Northeast. He's not in New Hampshire, but he is nearby. He's down in, at the Amherst, Massachusetts area. And really sharp dude. He actually came up to Keene once. Yeah. We had some lunch.
Thai food.
Right, we had some Thai food with him. It was very good, and it was an interesting conversation. And at that point, I wasn't sold on Bitcoin yet, so I think we both had a lot of questions for him at that time.
Yeah, I'm so behind on technology and things like that. I almost have trouble asking the right questions. I don't even know how to form them.
So how does one buy and sell Bitcoins? Well, currently, PayPal and credit card companies are now making it illegal to sell Bitcoins. Why? Well, simple. PayPal's terms of service prohibit currency exchange. CoinPal had its account frozen at the PayPal system because PayPal feels threatened by Bitcoin. Rather than doing the smart thing and embracing Bitcoin as part of their system, they are attacking anybody that uses their system to essentially exchange Bitcoin. So to turn U.S. dollars into, or other dollars, other forms of currency into Bitcoin, PayPal get very upset about it.
Yeah, kind of like what Comcast is doing with Netflix right now.
What are they doing?
They're trying to prevent Netflix from using their bandwidth because they compete with them. When you download a movie from Netflix, it's maybe a pay-per-view you don't buy on your cable service.
So they're desperately trying to keep the old pay-per-view service afloat, basically.
Yes.
Given that you can't whip out your PayPal account and buy them, and that it will become harder and harder to get them, Bitcoins will be bartered for services in the real world. For example, a Hacker News community member named Nicholas Carson just boasted that he's being paid for a programming project in Bitcoins. And in the next year, you'll hear about people in casinos in Vegas buying and selling Bitcoins for cash and casino chips. That's an interesting speculation. Mm-hmm. I really look forward to seeing that come true. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. More about the dangerous Bitcoin in moments.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. I'll give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We're getting geeky here with the Bitcoin story out of launch.is, talking about why it's the most dangerous currency ever invented, maybe one of the most dangerous technological projects ever invented. And by dangerous, I believe they mean dangerous to the status quo. Dangerous to the state. Dangerous to their power over your life and your financial transactions. Bitcoin is a decentralized, anonymous, peer-to-peer, internet-based currency. It's completely digital. And I become a fan of it. We use coins.org, Mark?
Yeah, we use coins.org.
It's a site you can go to learn more about it. But we're telling you a lot right now because they really do a good rundown here at this launch.is piece here, talking about how they're expecting within just maybe sometime this year, perhaps, that you'll start to see more people in Vegas, for instance, buying and selling bitcoins for cash and casino chips. Imagine a bachelor party comes to Vegas and someone that's not you, call him STNY, gives $550 to a guy at a bar, and he takes out his laptop or tablet and ships 100 bitcoins to STNY's phone. STNY then goes to Craigslist and ships some bitcoins to an escort and drug dealer who then show up in person and provide goods and services. Last month, folks were buzzing about an online drug marketplace called Silk Road Market, which was reportedly trading in, well, all kinds of drugs. Marijuana, mushrooms, LSD, ecstasy, and DMT. And this was what got me excited about Bitcoin, because I saw it as...
You're a drug addict.
As I'm not a drug addict. I saw it as the killer app, because one of the problems with the black market is there's a lot of risk involved, and you never know what you're going to get, and you might get drugs that you're not expecting to get, and you might get them that are... kind of impure and possibly dangerous. Bitcoin doesn't solve all those problems, but it does help move the market to a more competitive, more open stance. Because you can just openly buy drugs on the internet now with Bitcoin and have them shipped to you, and you have complete plausible deniability around where they came from. If somebody ships you some drugs, you didn't know, you know, you can, I didn't order that. How can you prove, how could the cops prove that it was you who actually ordered those drugs? They can't.
Yeah.
Because Bitcoin is completely anonymous. Plus, the Silk Road Market combines the anonymity of Bitcoin with the anonymity of an anonymous web browsing service called Tor. I guess Tor can do more than web browsing, but that's what it's frequently used for, is for browsing to information, for instance, that certain people don't want you to see. And so you visit this Silk Road Marketplace with an anonymous web connection, buy the drugs there with an anonymous currency, and then you can have it shipped to wherever you want it to ship it to. And the Silk Road Market acts as an escrow agent. They hold the funds, and they wait until you confirm that you've gotten the product.
But this whole fear tactic around people can use this to buy drugs is also negated by the well, I should say it's reinforced by the drug war. But if you don't believe in the drug war, that's an irrelevant argument anyway, because people should have the right to put what they want in their body. Even if you and I, Mark, don't agree with putting things in our body like that, I support anybody's right to do it if they want to.
I just don't support Ian putting whatever he wants in his body because it worries me. However, the same arguments that are made against Bitcoin being anonymous and that one can share it without the government knowing and things like that are the same arguments that one could make about cash. So if you don't like bitcoins, you don't like cash.
Bitcoin's traveling faster than cash.
Right. Bitcoins move almost instantaneously.
But you're right, Mark. You're right.
Bitcoins are internet cash. That's all they are. For the people who are sitting there going, ah, blah, blah, which similar to me when I first figured this out, bitcoins are internet cash, internet dollar bills. Because you had to, up until this point, you had to use credit cards or whatever, and everything was trackable. And if you want your situation to be private, as many people do for whatever reason, they use cash for whatever reason they use it, bitcoins are good for that.
Right. Now, as the article points out here, of course, since Bitcoin transactions are untraceable, you would have zero recourse if you sent a dozen Bitcoins to someone for a couple of tabs of LSD, just like you might lose your $10 if you gave it to a kid in the schoolyard for a dime bag and he never came back. So there's always some risk involved. But the Bitcoin and the open marketplace for the Silk Road Market, which, by the way, they sell other things there, not just drugs. Like, you can possibly sell a gun on the Silk Road Marketplace, or you can sell anything there that otherwise you would have a difficult time, say, listing on eBay. That's kind of the purpose of it, to provide that alternative and give people what they're looking for. So, yeah, of course, there's a little bit of risk involved, but because the sellers are competing in a relatively open marketplace and the sellers have the ability to be raided, there is a level of competition that doesn't exist in the black market. Because in the black market, people settle their competitive disputes frequently with violence. That's what you've always heard about the drug war, but the drug dealers, is they'll, they'll fight over turf. But in this case, these drug dealers don't know who each other are. They don't know where their turf is. Their turf is the entire world, essentially, at this point, or wherever it is that they've agreed to ship to. Some people won't ship outside of their country, for instance. So their turf is much larger, and there's a potentially unlimited amount of dealers who could be competing in this particular digital space. And so that actually increases the likelihood that you're going to deal with somebody who's honest. It increases the likelihood that you're going to deal because they want to have a good reputation, because they want to keep selling the drugs there through that market. Mm-hmm. And it also increases the likelihood that that honest person will sell you real drugs, because frequently, or what it is that you ordered, because frequently in the black market, you're at a club or something like that, somebody's offering so-called ecstasy, you better watch out, because it may not be anything related to MDMA. It may be a completely different drug, whereas with the
black market is certainly dangerous, but is that really what Bitcoin's all about, people being able to sell drugs back and forth?
But Mark, that was what, I'm just explaining why I figured out, this is what helped me figure out why Bitcoin is so valuable, because it's anonymous. Like, why would anybody care if it's an anonymous currency? What's the big deal there? Well, this is a killer application, because it allows people to buy something that is in high demand all across the world, and it allows them to buy it with a relative amount of safety, which previously has been completely unavailable in the black market. It's an incredible advancement for the black market distribution of narcotics.
With Bitcoin, your wallet sits in your computer, is that right?
No, not necessarily.
But it can?
You can store your wallet wherever you want, so you can put it on a flash drive if you wanted to.
So if maybe people do that, maybe they don't. I don't know. Can somebody hack your computer, take your wallet?
Yes.
Savvy people can do that.
But if you were to put your wallet in an encrypted file, for instance, that would make things very difficult on that hacker.
What about some kind of your electrical line getting zapped and your computer bzam?
You have a backup of your computer.
Yeah, I mean, like anything that's important on your computer, if you don't back it up, then that's, you're taking a risk, right? So back it up.
But I think you have to put this all in perspective, too, in the sense that we've been very gradually in the last 20 years herded more and more into a cashless society where everything is tracked, everything is monitored. And 50 years ago, everybody pretty much dealt in cash. And so all transactions were essentially anonymous back then.
Yeah.
So, really, it's just taking us back to a more free society in a sense that it's nobody's business what you buy.
But it's more anonymous now because you don't actually show up in person somewhere as you would have 40 or 50 years ago to buy something. It's very rare that you would have been able to walk into Woolworths with a mask on and do a transaction.
Except Halloween.
So it wasn't really anonymous in that way. But it wasn't traced back then is really the important part.
The point. Yeah.
So according to Launch.is, they say we're 100% certain that governments will start banning bitcoins in the next 12 to 18 months. I don't know. It seems like they'd be acting awfully fast in that case. But additionally, we're certain bitcoins will soar in value. They already have. And crush of folks will flood the system and start using them. Currently, there are 6 million coins at $6.70 each, which is actually higher than that now, for a total economy of about $40 million. We're talking about U.S. dollars, the value of bitcoins. Bitcoin speculation and hoarding will also cause a massive spike in Bitcoin value. For example, if 10 million people find out about Bitcoins in the next year and want to buy $100 worth, $1 billion will be infused into the Bitcoin economy. And finally, there will be massive breakage in Bitcoins. If your laptop crashes and you didn't back up your Bitcoins, well, you're SOL. If someone steals your laptop that has 10,000 Bitcoins on it, that you won on Bitcoin poker, your SOL. Lost your USB drive with 500 Bitcoins on it after a night out on the town, your SOL. Like 99 Design, sites like 99 Designs, Elance, and Odesk will start accepting Bitcoins for payment, and if they don't, they'll face competition from folks who do. Bottom line, the world is going to be turned over by Bitcoins unless governments step in and ban them by prosecuting the individuals who are using them. This is about to get really interesting, everyone. And I happen to agree. You can learn more over at weusecoins.org. Again, that's weusecoins.org. We'll get to your phone calls coming up in hour number two, whether you want to comment on Bitcoin. How do you feel about it? Do you feel like it's overhyped? Do you feel like it is? It's not really worth what people are saying it's worth? I mean, the marketplace is saying they're worth $7 a piece right now. You can go to bitcoincharts.org to see current prices of Bitcoins from various different exchanges across the web. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do you use Bitcoins? And if so, what for? It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.